Well, I'm at work and it's quiet. In fact, it's really quiet. No people coming to the campsite to pitch their tents or do anything like that, but I'm here anyway. And it's been a lovely warm day. For the most part, I've kind of been hiding away from the sun, as I tend to, because, well, we don't want these melanomas on our skin now, do we? And I've been kind of busy anyway. This morning I wrote an article, and it was the article for the techtickles.site. And basically the idea of that site is that I write a whole lot of bollocks. That's why it's called techtickles.com. And I wrote an article about the new hardware that's coming. It's called the eyeball computer. And basically it's a lens that fits on the front of your eyeball and it will give you augmented reality. And basically I was just being silly, but I just thought it was funny because of all this chat at the moment about Google Glass. Anyway, that's what that website's all about. It's basically being silly and writing tech stories about stuff that never come to pass. One of the articles I did was about the iPoo loo. So you can tell what sort of humour is there. Toilet humour, 13-year-old boy sort of humour. Anyway, you've got to have some fun sometimes, haven't you? And then I spent the rest of the time there sort of making a video. I made a video about an application called Microwave. And it's a single-track audio recorder. That's not bad, actually, for the price of it. I think it was something like about $2 or €2, something like that. Very cheap. And, well, worth having, actually, if that's you need to do a bit of audio recording and audio editing. You get to see the waveform really nicely, and you can select stuff quite well. There's some effects that come with it, too. Hello. So there you go, some of the customers just about leaving at the moment. They're back later. He's a Spanish fella, but he likes to speak English to me from time to time. So he said bye to me when he left, and I said adeo, which is Catalan for goodbye, see you later. So anyway, I was doing a video about that microwave, which is quite a good little audio editor. And then I was spending some time setting up a mail application called Thunderbird. And I decided to set this application up because I've been using GPG, which is an open PGP. A lot of P's and G's in there, weren't there? Anyway, I'm trying to set up this thing so I can use it with mail. And the latest version of mail, the one that came with Mountain Lion, they didn't update any of the plugins for the mail at the GPG site, which to a large extent doesn't really make a lot of difference because you can select text, you can use one of the services to convert it into encrypted text and still send the stuff off, or you can go into the Finder, you can select a file and you can turn it into an encrypted file, and it's really easy done. And you just grab your file and throw it into your mail and send it off to the person you're sending it off to, encrypted by their public key. And they select it at the other end, do the decrypt thing on it, and they've got the encrypted stuff that you sent them, whether it's a piece of text that you've done it with or whether it's a file. Anyway, so I thought, well, I'll give Thunderbird a try. And there's Thunderbird with a plugin called Enigmail. And I set that up. And you know what? I quite like Thunderbird. It's quite good. Some people don't seem to like it, but it's nicely well laid out, and there's quite a lot of different ways of changing it and customising it and making it just the way that you want. And it really does work quite well with the GPG. I'm still finding, though, that there are one or two people that are struggling with using GPG. I don't know what's going on. There's one guy who's sending me some files that are something that's not going quite right with it. I don't know if it's because it's coming out of his mail funny or it's coming into my mail funny, but for some reason I can't decrypt what it is they're sending to me. And, well, I don't know, I think the thing with the email is that it's a very old format for sending messages, and when you send in an email, it's kind of like sending a postcard through the post. You know, you've got your address on it, you've got all the information on there, and it's complete plain text that anyone can read as it's passing from your computer to somebody else's. Anyway, that's my 5 minutes up. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.